This is Sound Ideas. I'm Charlie Schlenker. Still to come, GLTs grow. The Keene family has been very good to Illinois State University athletics the last 4 years, not from a monetary standpoint, but on the football field and the volleyball court. The brother and sister duo of Dalton and Jalen Keene have been all-conference performers in their respective sports and helped lead their teams to Missouri Valley Conference titles along the way. There is 15 months difference in their age. Dalton is the oldest, but sat out a redshirt season as a freshman. Both are in their senior seasons. Their mom, Rose, along with Dalton and Jalen, talked about their athletic adventures while growing up and at ISU with GLT's Brian Bloodworth. Rose Keene says the two have always been competitive.
Very competitive. In fact, growing up, the household was very competitive. To get them to bed at night, we would run up the stairs and see who could get there first, you know. Everything was competitive.
I take it they're also very close to each other.
They are. They really support each other. I think part of it being good is that one's a boy and one's a girl. So they didn't have to compete on the field and follow in anybody's footsteps, you know, as far as doing their athletics. It wasn't boy against boy. It wasn't girl against girl. And so I got to live up to my sister's expectations, or I got to live up to my brother's expectations. Being of the opposite gender, I think, was the real positive there.
Did they get on each other when they play, as far as, you know, hey, come on, suck it up, you got to play, or, you know, you're better than that? Or,
well, they kind of knew what the other could do, and they just have been ones that push themselves. They've just had, like you talked about, that inner drive earlier. That's something that we really haven't had to do. My thing was always just do the best you can, you know, and if you're injured or hurt or sick, just do what you can. We know you won't be able to do, you know, 110%, but just do what you can. And I don't know, they kind of took that to heart in everything, you know, in their studies as well as their athletics. And knock on wood, they've been two just awesome kids.
Are they a lot alike or a lot different?
Well, they definitely have their differences. I think Jalen will work her tail off in anything. Dalton sometimes will cruise through just enough to get by with what, you know, okay, he wants the A. Jalen's not happy unless she can get the A+. Probably the biggest difference, I'd say.
What about the challenges as a parent of getting to both people's events? How do you do that now? How'd you do it earlier and when they're in high school and that type of thing?
It is very difficult because with them in high school, they were in sports all year long until, of course, spring. Jalen was in soccer, and then Dalton would be working out. When mom and dad were together, we would split. One would go one would go to the other. And in college, it's a little bit of the same, but we don't communicate as well. So sometimes both are at one game. You go to what you can, like in college, local, Bloomington, I try to get to as much as I can. So it's kind of hit and miss. I feel bad. I wish I could be at everything. But since they're in the same season, that makes it tough. So if one had been winter and one had been fall, that would have been super. Could have been to everything. We do the best they can, and they understand. So that's the good thing.
Obviously, you got to be very proud to have two kids in the Division I programs playing, you know, at the Division I level.
You are so right. I am a very proud mama. They've done a great job, both academically as well as and their sport.
Okay, that's mom's insight to Dalton and Jalen. What's theirs?
So who's more competitive?
Him.
I'd say both of us are. I don't know who has a step up, because it all, I mean, we started playing in our backyard, and I would always play left-handed because she'd get mad if I played right-handed. We played basketball or something like that. And then the times I tried to play sand volleyball, it was always back and forth, because she never said it, but I knew this is my sport, is what she was trying to get across. You know, you have yours, you stay with yours, and I'll do mine. It was an unwritten code that I figured out very fast, because you start blinking, she starts hitting the ball on the ground, and you can't see it. So definitely props to you on that. But I would say the competitiveness is different depending on, like, obviously we play way different sports, but I see the same drive that I have when I play in her. And there's times when she goes far beyond what I've done.
Yeah, I would say that we've been pretty competitive, like, throughout our years, like, when we lived together at home, and Especially, like, when we would play a sport, like, against each other. Like he said, we played in the backyard, like, so many different, like, sports. We played soccer. Soccer and basketball were pretty much the sports that we could kind of compete against each other, like, fairly, I would say. But we never really played volleyball that much. And football, if anything, it was just, like, throwing it. It wasn't, like, anything like that. But there was always, like, that competitiveness. It was like, oh, I scored on you today, or... He dunked on me.
It'd be a little competitive. Maybe going, like, I remember when we were younger and going to South School, like our elementary school. You know, we try to race so you get there first. But, you know, it's just little things like that. You're always going to try to get ahead of one another. And I think that kind of helped us, you know, as we have grown up, that, you know, we still have that competitive fire, obviously, for each of our individual sports. But you never want to be last in anything. And that's definitely something that I've learned personally through, like, just playing football here under Coach Back, Coach Nowinski, and everything like that. You know, they strive for, you know, you want to be the best. And like that's, you know, said to you as a small kid and everything, but it was really, you know, kind of full-blown, full force, you know, enforced here and at Illinois State. And I can't be more appreciative to them for that. I want to make it clear she didn't follow me. She's here and she did her own thing. You know, like we have the same last name, but she has her own career. She has her own everything. You know, from start to finish, she's done all this on her own. Yeah, I'm her brother in the background, that's fine. And yeah, she's my sister in the background. You can look on that all you want, but at the same time, we both have our own individual careers.
Dalton and Jalen Keene have been all-conference performers in their respective sports at ISU, and they were interviewed by Brian Bloodworth of GLT.